Again, so tomorrow pshita le'tzricha shekdimu b'kri. Where first the balabas made a kri, made a pile out of it, and smoothed down the pile. V'not le'menu trumas meisim. And the Yisrael first took off trumas meisim. In other words, he first took off meisim and gave it to the Levi, and then the Levi took off trumas meisim. For le'not le'menu truma gedola. Now we're talking about in the case where you did not take off truma gedola yet. Pamish the same case as we had before. I would think the din should be like Rav Papa told Abaya to say what? That any time you give Maiser Rishon first and then you take off Trumas Maiser, there's never a chiyuv to take off Truma Gedola. So even in the case where it was the Kri, where first you made it into a pile, still your potter. So I would think it's mutas use it for an Erev Chumim Kamash Mulan Kiddushanilei Kamash Mulan like the Teretz. When is it mutter if you gave the Levi when it was b'shibolus, when it was still in stalks? It wasn't chal the chiyuv midiraisa to take off truma gedola yet. That's when if you give ma'isa first, you're potter from truma gedola. But here the case was first you made a b'kri, first you made it into a pile and you smoothed it out. So midiraisa you mechuyev to give truma gedola. Now if you go and chap and give the Levi first of ma'isa and you take off truma ma'isa, still, you mechuyev to take off truma gedola because the chiyuv was already chal before. That's the chiddush. Mainly, you can't use these peris for an eruv etchumin because they're not edible. That's the chiddush. Vaytavloy b'maisa sheni v'hegdish laniftu. If you have maisa sheni v'hegdish that you were not poyder, you can't use it for eruv etchumin. But the more vaytav pshita. What do you mean hegdish avadi? You're not allowed to eat hegdish. Maisa sheni, you can't eat it chutz from Yerushalayim. So what Pasha was talking about, it's not in Yerushalayim now. You're talking about the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So pshita, it's not edible where you are. So avadi, you can't use it for eruv etchumin. What's the Mishnah's chiddush? Lo tzricha shepodon v'lo podon kilchosin. No, avadi, you made a pigeon. You appointed the Maisa Sheni on something, or the Hegdish on something. But the Chiddush is, since it's not Chal, Kilchosoi, it's like nothing. Maisa, what's the Chiddush? She'apodon agabi asimon. He used a coin, but instead of using a coin that has a tzura, has a picture on it, he used a flat coin without a picture. That the halacha is, you can't be poyder on these things. You can't make a pigeon of Maisa Sheni only on a tzura. You need. Right, the Pasuk says, Rashi learns, Asimon, more b'loy tzura. You have a piece of metal with a piece of coin without a tzura on it. Also, the pasuk says, "For Achmon Om," the Torah says, "V'tzarto ha'kesef, kesef sheisha lev tzura." How will you pay the ma'aser sheni only with money that has picture on it, like our coins? That's the type of a coin you're allowed to use to be paid the ma'aser sheni. But if you use a flat coin without a picture, it's not chal the pigeon. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Even though you made a pigeon, but since you didn't do it kedinoi, it's bottle legamri, and it's also to eat it, therefore you can't use for an erev chumen. Hegdish, the same thing. Shechil loy al gabi karka. You apply the hegdish on karka. Instead of using money, you use karka. The rachmanu amar v'nosav hakesa v'komloy. The pasuk says v'nosam. And we dash in dover and nitna miyad liyad. You have to give something over to Hegdish that you can be paid the Hegdish. Mashenkin karka is not something you can hand over. Since karka is not handable, you're not allowed to be paid the Hegdish on karka. So therefore, the pigeon was not chal. Therefore, it remains Hegdish, and you can't use it for ruvei trumim. So the Mishnah. Hashaleyach eruvei biyad chereshayt v'katan. A person wants to make an eruvei trumim. Again, he wants to put down his mosen shtei sudis outside the city al payimama, that he should be carrying his shvisa there. Now, he made a shliach to put down his erev chutz from the shtot. He gave it to a cheresh or shayt of a cotton. A cheresh is deaf and dumb, a shayt is a fool, and a cotton is a cotton. Oy biyad mi shein amoy deberev, or else he gave it to a kusi, somebody that's kofer in hilchas erevin. He gave it to a kusi or to a goy. Is a loch einu erev. The erev is not chal, like we'll see in the Gemara. Because the person that puts down the erev for you, he's like making a kinyan for you. So you mamash have to make him a shliach. He's doing something for you. He's being kind of your shvisa in the mokum he puts the erev down. So he has to be a bar shlichis, somebody that could make a kinyan for you. A cheresh shaitz v'kotan can't be a shliach. A ena moidib erev can't be a shliach for you. So drashi shein a moidib erev means a kusi. A kusi or a goy that can't be a shliach for us in these halachis, so the erev is not chal. Let's say you first give your erev, you give the bread, the two chalas, to a cheresh shayt v'kotan. You tell the cheresh shayt v'kotan, take it down the payimama. And you should know over there, I have my friend Ruvain. Give it to Ruvain, and Ruvain is going to put it down the shame erev for me. V'yim omar li acher lekavli mimenu. You tell your friend Reuven that's outside of the pay mama. Hetzach si, I'm sending the erev now to Chereshet v'kotin. You take it from them and you put it down l'shem erev. Harezu erev. Then it's chal. Because the maisa, who's making the erev for you? Your friend Reuven, and he's a gadol. So when he gets the erev right now and he puts it down, that's the chalois erev, and the gadol did it for you. That's okay. He's not a bashlich as a cotton. This was in the Gemara. For the Gemara of a cotton loy, is it true that a cotton can't make an error for you? The Yomar Afuna, cotton goyves erev. The din is a cotton could go around collect the erev. That goes soon to the territory talking about a Ruvi Chatzeris. How do you make it a Ruvi Chatzeris? All the people live in the chotzer. Somebody goes around and collects bread from everybody, and they put the bread into one person's house. There he says, even a cotton is allowed to go around to collect the bread. So it's Chor Takasha, we're saying now a cotton can't collect the bread, and there it says a cotton could collect the bread, could make the Erev. So the Marla Kasha, can't be a Ruvi Tchumim, can't be a Ruvi Chatzeris. By a Ruvi Chatzeris, then a cotton's allowed to go around and collect the bread. Abi, they put the bread in one house, because there is no Kinyonim Chal. It's not the Pshat, your Koyner, your Shris in somebody else's house. It's a Metzias. If your bread is in his house, we look as if you're living there right now, so there's a Metzias. Your bread just has to be in that person's house. You have to collect all the breads, all the matzahs, put into one apartment. So even a cotton could do that also. Mashenke neruvei tchumim, that's halacha, you have to be koine shvisa. That's a kinyan dik halacha. A cotton can't be koine for you. Just like he can't be koine for himself, he can't be koine for you. So Rashi, goy beserv mipnei chotzer ma'arv aleim. Eruvei chatzeris. Deruvei rishusai he'll be alma. It's just mixing up, putting your shusin together. Who? Hilkach memela ma'arv. Abi you have your chal all together, memeil the erev is chal. The yafagav the ein maisa cotton klum. Even though the cotton can't do anything, lo yichpaslon. Good name, come on, we'll see later. Bal habayish or yeshutif im shchenov ain't tzarech l'arev. If you're shutif with your chaver, you don't have to make an erev because there's no chalois din erev. It just means the maisa you're living together. It's good. So if you're a shutif, the maisa you'll drive like one. It's enough. So here also, if you collected the chalos from everybody, the maisa it's all in one place. When you put down your chalas outside the city by the Ruvei Tchumim, there the pshat is you have to be kaina yeshvisa there. The cotton layolam lemikle. A cotton is not strong enough to be kaina. A cotton can't be kaina for you. Just like a cotton can't be kaina for himself, he can't be a shkriya to make a kinyan for you. So therefore, a cotton is not allowed to put down a Ruvei Tchumim for you. Man a kusi that's koifrin in Torah Shabbat Peh and Avad Adin in the Rabbonins, so he can't be a shliach. He's not in this parsha, therefore he can't be a shliach. Right? V'yemom al yach l'kablu imenu reis erev. If you tell though your friend that's out the apai mama receive the erev from this chere shayt v'kodin and put it down for me, then it's chal. Fred Gemara Eshens, v'leichesh dilmo le'mamti le. How could you be soymich that the Chereshet V'Kotten gave it over to your friend Reuven out there? Maybe the Chereshet V'Kotten never gave it to him. Like, how could you be saying that you're home and you told the Cheresh to give it to them? How do you know he ever gave it to them? And the Gemara could yomer of Chizda. B'yayimid v'ru. Now it's a tapash to Matthias. You have to sign a kimta where he knows vaday the Chereshet V'Kotten gave it to his friend. Either he saw it or else Edom told him. But in a kimta where you know vaday the Cheresh gave it over to your friend there. Or he was talking about you saw him give it over. For at the Gemara Vaita, no, this Kiyam Rav Chizda, Biyam Ru, Vagasun Si. He said another case. Biyam Ru, the guy was standing and saw him give it over. Hochinam, you have to say the same akimtum. Biyam Ru, that the Balabos was watching the cotton and saw him give it over to his friend. Shredimar Vaita, Valechish Duma Le Shokumine. Even though the Cherish gave it over to your friend, and the Chur, your friend, received it, but how do you know your friend's going to do the Shlichas for you? How do you know your friend is going to put it down there, L'Shem Eruv? Maybe he'll change his mind. Maybe he won't put it down to L'Shem Eruv. So Drashi, Dilma loy mamti le kotten ad liyodai shomakabel teret b'yom v'ru, ad shomalichoy. V'dilma hu loy shokum minei v'loy ma'arav le afal pishif tichoy. Even though I promised you before Shabbos that I'll do you a favor when I get the Eruv, the bread, I'll put it down L'Shem Eruv, maybe he didn't do it. Like, Vaita, how do we know you say that shliach oysa shtichusay? The balabos is in his house. And how does he know to be soymech that his friend that told him yesterday is going to do it? How do you know you have right to be soymech he did it? Weren't you chushin? Maybe he didn't do it. For the Gemara of Aleichush, Dilma lo shokim minei. And the Gemara of Kediyama Rabbi Yechiel, the klal is chazoka shliach oysa shtichusay. There's such a chazoka like that. Hakol ponim on dinim the rabbonon, you could be samech that if somebody told you he's going to do it for you, you have a right to know he's going to do it. You don't have to be choshed. Maybe he changed his mind. He's only a human being. Maybe he got sick. Maybe he can't do it. Maybe something happened. No. There's a klal chazaka chashliach shehusay. If he told you he's going to do it, you have a right to know he's going to do it. Is hachinam here also chazaka shliach shehusay? That's the chiddush. For the Gemara of Hechi Yitmad Rav Chizda, where Rav Chizda says Alocha, Rabbi Chil, Aho Yitmi, learn on this din, the Tanya, Nos Noi Lepil Ulo Vahoy Lichoy, if you gave your Yeruvi Tchumen to an elephant, Heshyat a tamed elephant, you tell the elephant, Hetzach Tzi, take my challah here, and put it down, Apunta Pai Mama, put down my Yeruvi Tchumen there. Who are din Lekuf? You have a nice monkey in your house, and you tell your monkey, do me a favor, take my Erev and put it outside the city, pumped up by Mama, Voilichon, they listen to you, they go there, he's a loch ain't to Erev. It's not chal, because he's not worse than a chever shirt of a cotton we had before. The Khur is not a Bakinian. An elephant can't be kind of something for himself, merely can't be kind of it for you. Who are in a monkey? They're not worse than a chever shirt of a cotton. So that's not chal. What about V'yemor mali achar lekabli hemenu? But you have your friend Reuven that's outside the Apayim Amah there. So you're giving it to your monkey. They're telling the monkey, go meet my friend Reuven and give it to Reuven. And then Reuven's going to put it down l'shem Reuven tchumim for me. Zokta that this din harays erev. That's like a good. It's the erev of takachal. So on this din it was shver. I eshten v'dumul imamtilei. How do you know the elephant listened to you? Maybe he didn't listen to you. Amrav Chizda on this, Rav Chizda answered, B'yayimet v'ru. We're talking about an akimta when the Balabas watched the elephant and saw he went to his friend Reuven, Hamamish gave it to Reuven. By the Akashri is though, V'dilmule mekabule minei. So it doesn't mean Mamish literally he didn't receive it. It means even if he took it, but maybe the Reuven changed his mind and he's not taking it now Amanas to put it down for an error for you. Maybe the guy decided not to make an error for you. He asked Harote. He's not going to do it. He needs the bread for himself maybe. Like how do we know Reuven put it down for you l'shem Erev? How do you know you could be samech on Yerev? On this he said, Omer Rabbi Chiyol, Chazoka, Shliach Oysa Shtichusay. There's such a Chazoka like that, the Shliach Oysa Shtichusay. That's why you could be samech and walk Apay Mama on Shabbos, even though you don't know Vada. If he did it or not, you could be samech. Since he said yesterday he's going to do it, there's a Kla Chazoka, Shliach Oysa Shtichusay. Yeah. Yeah, talking about a case we don't see it there. You can't find the guy. Or even if it's there, you don't know the guy put it down, the Shem Erev. Maybe put it down for himself. Like, how could you be saying when the guy did what he said?
Once you know that he already did it already, you put it down there.
Yeah.
Right? So why should you be kosher that you maybe did it for another reason?
That's the shaila. How do we know? That's the clown. How do we know he did it? Maybe he didn't. It's just the what he told you he was going to do it. How do we know to be saying when somebody says he's going to do something, how do you know you have a right to say he's still going to do it? He didn't change his mind. Maybe you should be mesupik. We'll soon see. So that is this klal. That the chazaka, if somebody said he's going to do it, he's going to do what he said. And you don't have to be afraid. Maybe he changed his mind. The chazaka is still blind the sophic. Maybe he changed his mind. I mean, why should you say he changed his mind? Let me just speak a little bit, because it's not 100% really shlichus here, like you're not telling Reuven, do me the favor and take the error from me and put it out there. You're just doing a small thing. When you receive it, put it down to shame me. Right? How do we know a person still does what he says? Does it matter? The quality is a chazok like that. Omer Rav Nachman, Bishel Torah, you should know, no. Ein chazok ashtir chayse shechusay. If you have a sofa, got a din midiraisa, you can't be saying this chazok. So Rashi b'shal Torah ain't chazok. Kloimer loy samchin nachazoka the chazin of the oved. It will be a shail on this of the raisa. You can't be saying with such a chazok of the fact somebody said he's going to do it that he did it. There no, he has to be choshes. Maybe the person did not do it. He's only a human being. Maybe something happened. He can't do it, and it's not chal unless you know 100% he did it. Mashenki b'shal seifrin. Anytime it's a shail on a din derabbanan, then we say chazok ashtir choshes shechusay. So Rashi b'shal seifrin samchin nachazkas. Shliach, dinami loyoved. Because what's the topic? Maybe the person didn't do it. Is loychomer isurei? It's not so chomer the yis. It's only yosim the rabbanon. For going to ruvit chum, like our case, the ruvit chumim. Even on the tzad, they didn't put the yer. You're not doing an issur the raisa. It's only an issur the rabbanon. So on an issur the rabbanon will make you to be samech on this chazaka that a shliach oisus techusay. That's Rab Nachman svara. We have shesh esama don't know. Echod ze v'echod ze chazaka shliach oisus techusay. The shesh don't know. Even on the raises, there's also just a svara like that. If a person says he'll do something for you, you have a right to know him, and he's still going to do it. And you can be saying on the chazaka that he did it. What's my right to say, even on the rice is, I'm saying what somebody said he's going to do? Mishekorav Oimer. The locher is the Oimer was brought on the second day of Pesach, on the Tet Zayin of Nisan. That's when they brought the Oimer. Is the locher Hutur HaChodesh. Midiraisa, Koponim in Eretz Yisrael, Vadai, some say even Chutzlaret, is Issa Chodesh. That means all the wheat that was grown, you're not allowed to eat the wheat until it comes Tet Zayin Benisan, until they bring the Korban Oimer on the second day of Pesach. So Mishekorav Oimer, when the Kahanim brought the Korban Oimer, then the locher is Hutur HaChodesh. Everybody's allowed to eat the new wheat that was grown that year. Miyad. For a chaykim, what about the people that live far away from Yerushalayim? So they don't know vadai that the kohen brought the korban oimer on Tes Zayin v'Nisan. When are they allowed to start eating the chodesh? Like for them, it's a suffix. Did the kohen bring the korban or not? Is the locha mutarim mechatzoyis yom velach? After chatzoyis of Tes Zayin v'Nisan, everybody is allowed to eat chodesh, even the people living far away from Yerushalayim. Why? Well, chodesh diraisu. The yisra teat chodesh before you brought the korban oimer is an yisra diraisu. Okatoni, and still the Mishnah says there, Horachoykim Mutarim Mechatzayis Yom Velech. There are people living far away from Yerushalayim, even though they don't know Vadai, the Kayin was Makriv the Korban Oimer, still they can be Soymech Vaisan Son Echazoka. That since it's a din, the Kayin is our Shliach, he's supposed to bring the Korban for us. Like we know he's Mamunim, that's his job to bring the Korban Oimer. So the Chazoka, Shliach Vaisan Shtachusai. You have right to Naman, it's Vadai, the Kayin did his Shlichas and brought the Korban Oimer. That's why after Chatzos, you're allowed to eat the Chodesh. So you see, even Midiraisa, you are Soymech such a Zach. Have the Gemara name. On the Zemar, Lav, what's the Swara? Lav Mishum, Chazoka, Shliach Vaisan Shtachusai. So it's a riot to Rav Sheshes. So the Gemara name, Rav Nachman, there's no riot. Rav Nachman says, no, there's no riot from here. Hosam Kirtoni time, it says, claw the reason why. Here it's not Stam Yochid, one kohen that has to bring the Korban Oimer. There's a whole Bezdin there that takes care of this. This is called the Korban Sibur. The Korban Oimer that they brought on Tes Zayin Benisan was the Korban Sibur. The Sibur of Pshat is a Bezdin taking care of the Sibur, making sure they do it. So when you have a Bezdin over you, then Pshut is the Chazoka that you did what you're supposed to. But our Shalom is by Yochid. Somebody tells his friend, I'll do a Shlichus for you. How do you know to be Samech on this Raisa? You have no Raya from here. And Nika the army, someone will say, Fakir. Omer Rav Nachman brought a Raya from here. Omer Rav Nachman, Minoah, Minoah, where's my Raya? The Ketoni, it says over here, Time Malafri, Shayyadim Shem Bezim Saslam Boy. It ends off and says, what's the Raya? What's the Svarim? That the Rechaikim, the people living outside Yerushalayim, are allowed to eat the Chodesh by Chatzai Sayyim. So it doesn't say a poshtu svara cause shliach chayis tachusay. It says a svara cause ain bezdin mitzatzlam boy. So it's a diyuk. Bezdin who the loy mitzatzlam boy. It's only a svara cause bezdin. It's a korban sibra. They're taking care of it. Then for sure they're going to do it. Mashmo shliach. But stam you told a private person, one person told another person, then mitzatzlam boy. Then you have to be afraid. Maybe the person was unotzum. He became lazy and he meant good. He thought he was going to do it. He thought he had time. He thought he could do it. But the meister, the car broke down and something happened. He couldn't do it. So maybe it can't be Samech on the Chazaka, the fact somebody said he's going to do it, that it was done. So if Nachman brings a Raya from here, you see, it's only a Svarah, because Bezdin takes care of it. For Rav Sheshes, Samalach, Rav Sheshes says like this, Bezdin ad Palga D'Yoymer. Because there's a Bezdin involved, that's why we say it's done very fast. Not Stam the Pshat, it's done. But by Chatzai Fayyim, by midday, you can now mind for sure they brought the Korban. Why so fast? That's a Svarah, because Bezdin takes care of it. Mashenken Shliach, if you stop tell your friend to do something for you, then you don't know how fast he does it. Then kula yoimi. Then it's a swear, maybe you have to wait throughout the whole day to make sure he did it for you. It's not zikha your friend will do it to you the first thing in the morning. You have to give him time to do it. Here that we say by chatzais yoim it's mutter, here zikha goes only a swear of bezdin, takes care of it. So when bezdin takes care of something, they take care of a good job, and mail is done right away. So the kids, there's no riot either one from here. Vait omra sheshis. Minoah minoah, how do I know my yisoy to say what? That even mid yiraisa, we say a svara shliach oisesh tichusay, if somebody says he'll do it, we have a right to them on, he did it. The tanya, have another raya. It's all the din menochis, for isha she esha leleida. An isha that gave birth, and she was tomei, and now she became tor, but she still has to bring a korban leida she has to bring. Hu adin oiziva, an isha that had tumizava, the din is also now, after she comes tor, she has to bring a korban. Is alocha meviyo mois, they bring money. For noisenis b'shoifer, they put it into the pushka there in the Beis Hamikdash into the shoifer. And when you put the money in the shoifer, she has a right to them on. The kahanim are going to take the money that day, and they're going to go and buy her kinyam, they're going to buy the birds, and bring the kabonis for her. So she has a right to them on, the korban was brought. V'toyvelis, she goes home and goes to the mikvah. V'yachelos b'kodeshim, l'erif. And at night time ready, she's lading kodeshim. She has a right to Nemon Vadai, they brought the Korban today for her. is the chura why she doesn't know vada that brought the korban. Why is she allowed to eat kotshim at night? Alach rid, even after you table in the mikvah, if you're mechusik kippurim, before you brought your korban, you can't eat kotshim. So how come here the isha is allowed to go home and eat the kotshim? She doesn't know vada the kan and brought the korban. Is the chura my timer? Lav mishum darmin chazak ashtrich lesh tchusay. Because she put the money in the shayf in the pushka. When you put the money in the pushka, that's like you're telling the kanim, I'm making you a shliach now to take this money and buy kinyan and bring my kabbonis. So you see, when you tell the shliach to do it, you have a chazaka to name the shliach does it, and therefore the isha has a right to name on the kayin vadai, bought the kinyan with the money and brought the korban, and she could eat kotshim. And here's the nisa diraisa. If the korban was not brought, it's also midiraisa for it eat kotshim. So you see midiraisa, you sign the chazaka. So Rashi Moyes means the May or Shtei Torim. She has to bring two birds. When they send us Meshayfa, she costs a lot of kinyam. She shom noistin Moyes kine choyva. Yeah. The Tavlin at Nan, Hoyle Mechusik Apurim Tzvichat Tfila Lekodish. The Chos Bekodesh from Nerev. Al Machazoka Kahanim. Oysa Shtichusan. Hoyo Vadova Tolu Ben. Since it's up to the Kayin to take this money and bring the Korban. Shanoshim Sem Chathalayim. The women are Semichon the Kanim. Shlo Yavar Hayim. That the Kohen won't let the whole day go by. Achiik Nukinim. Until he buys the birds. The Chol Moyesh Shabaisa Shaifer. With all the money that's in the Shaifer. The Yakriv. And they'll bring it. Kedei Shlo Yechla Noshim Kodeshim Betumas Aguf. Shubakoris. Kedei that the Noshim should not go and eat the Kodeshim. And be over Nisi Diraisa. We now Mazicha the Kohen did their Chavis. It's a right to Rosh Hashanah that the Midiraisa, you also have a right to name on the Chazokon, or Shlich Hashanah Shachusay. So the more of Rav Nachman says, no, it's no kasha for me over here. Hosom kid Rav Shemaya. Here's like Rav Shemaya says, the Yom Rav Shemaya, Chazoko, ein bezdin shokahanim oimdim yishom, achiyichlu komoyeshe b'shoifer. But there's a stronger chazaka. There's weiter bezdin shokanim. There's a whole bezdin that takes care of the kanim. And their job is, they make sure that no kohen, or at least less kohen, can't leave the Beis HaMikdash until all the money from the shofar was used up and brought the kabbonis. So since there's a bezdin to take care of it again, that's where we have a chazaka that the kohenim zikha did it. But maybe by yochah to his friend, you don't have this svara. Rashi Rav Nachman Amaloch, Honam bi chazaka dvei dinhu. That's also a chazaka of Bezdin. Bezdin takes care. But you have no right, a private person tells his friend, would also be chal. Omer HaSheshes, Dr. HaSheshes, Vaisal HaSheshes was masking. From here, maybe there's no raya. Therefore, Omer HaSheshes, where's my raya to say that even when he writes a chazaka shliach does do it? Mino amina lo, titanya. Hoi melechaber. Somebody goes to his friend and tells his friend, say go, velokat lecho teine mitenosi. I have a lot of figs in my backyard. I'll let you go to my backyard and pick some figs. You can take figs, eat my figs. Now, I was talking about an Eretz Yisrael. You have a suffix, did the Bailam take off Shumas Samaitis or not? So, Alocha is, Oichu Mea Marai. You're allowed to eat now from his figs. Arai means only a little bit, because Midiraisa, you're allowed to eat, even with the Rabbanon, you've been talking about before Miruach, you're allowed to eat an Arai. Mashenkinu Maisron Dvai, Vadai. But if you want to eat a Kva, you want to eat a lot of Peris, then you're Mechuy to take off Shumas Samaitis Vadai. You Vadai have to take off Shumas Samaitis. What's the svara? Rashi says, "Say the lokat lachot teinim itinosi. Vlenosin midul liktosa." I didn't tell you how much you could eat. I just said, "Come in and take whatever you want." Then the svara is, "Oichel amalakim and amlokotis." All right. Below ma'isa, because Shabbos lechok kva, but he wants to eat a kva a lot. Then ma'isa vada, you have to take off vada ma'isa. Ma'isa means vada trum gedolah v'chol dini afrosha. Shein sofik loyma shema balabayis israelim. We don't say maybe the balabos took off shumas ma'isa before mimokam acher from another place. Why? The loyoda kamalikid. Because the balabos does not know how much you can eat. So since he doesn't know how much you can eat, there's no svara the balabos took off meiser. So you have to take off meiser right now. Mashenki, if the balabos told his friend, mole lecho to kolay zeh, teinim itinosin. I'm giving you a whole barrel, and I want you to go into my backyard and take a whole barrel full of figs. Then the locher is, oichem em arai, o meiserim demai. You're allowed to eat arai. And if you want to eat kva, eat a lot of them, then you only have to take off demai. It's only a suffix then that the balabos take off shumas amaisis. It's not called vadai, it's a suffix. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. So Drashi, avlo malay molochol kukolazu. Hoyu v'noisin zeh yedua. Kama leket, since I know how much tainim you're going to take from my field, yesh loim is a svar to say, shema zeh ha'noisin choshes. Maybe the person, the balabos that gave you rishus to eat, he was choshes, shema yismecholov. Maybe the person that's going to eat is going to be saying that the Baal HaBos already took off Trumas HaMaisris. Aleinu Mokam Acher. Hilkoch Malakit Ze Oichom Yamarai, Beloy Meiser, Ugashibo Lechlin Kfar, and Sorok Lasrin Vade. You don't have to take off Vade Trumas and Meisers. Elo Demai. Why? Yifresh Vyechlu Biyatme Meiser Shalevi Shaloni. Because it's a Sophic, maybe the Balabos did take off Trumas and Meisers. So blives a Sophic, you don't have to take off Demai. Now, the Medvo Mamurman, we say the Svara Biyamoritz. Only if the Balabos is an Amoritz. Abu Bechover, if the Balabos is a Chover Choshev Yid, then Oichel, the person that has a right to take a barrel full of his peris, can eat V'yein Tzorech Lasser. You don't have to take off any maisis at all. So Chur, what's the right here? Because Faya Tzachazokam, that since the Balabos gave you a reshus to come to my field to eat, and I know how much you can eat one barrel full, so I'm a Chover, I'm zich afraid maybe you're going to eat, and you thought I took off Trumas and maisis. Like you were senecha me to be a shliach, like to take off trumas and maisus, to such a chazaka that I did my shlichis and I did take off trumas and maisus. Therefore, you're allowed to eat without taking off trumas and maisus. As I help Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel in there, the medav al mamur. When is this muter? The amoritz. When do we say you have to take off demai by an amoritz? Avo bechover. If the balabos was a chover, then ainu oichol ten fakert. You can't eat at all at sheyaser until your mamish take off trumas and maisus vaday. Why? The fish were nechstu chaverim litram shloim min amukav. There's a svara metchila when you take off truma, you're supposed to take off from the peiris that are right next to one another. That means min asomach loy. If you have a barrel of figs here, you're supposed to take off from this barrel the trumas and maisus. Here the case is you're telling your friend, go to my backyard and take off peiris there. Now as far as you know, nobody took off trumas and maisus from these peiris. So what are we choshes? Maybe the Balabos, when he's home at his house, in his house he takes off trumas and maisus for the tfuah you're going to eat there. Rabbi Shimon holds it's a svara no, that a chover doesn't take off trumas and maisus shloim min amukav. If you're not right next to the peris in your house, you would not take off trumas and maisus from your house. That's the clause. So next to chaverim, litram shloim min amukav. If you're not right next to the peris, you're not taking off the truma from the peris itself, you wouldn't do it. Amar Rebbe, and Rebbe says, Niren Devorai Midiv Rayaba. I hold what I'm saying more than what my father says. Why? Mutiv Sheyechstu Chaverim Litzur Shlomin Amukiv Lo Yachil La Amaret Tzvolim. It's more mistaken to say that the Balabos, even though he's a Chover, should take off Trumas and Maisis here, even though he's doing something not Mitchilom, he's not by the parents of not Min Amukiv, but it's better I should do this rather than that person should eat Tevel and be signed to take off Trumas and Maisis. That's the svar why the Balabos would take off Trumas and Maisus. Of our Kolpon was negated to us is, Ad kan loy pligi el de masov nechshetu, to take off min the shlemin amukus, or masov lo nechshetu. No, Pete, the reason why the Chava wouldn't do it, because he wouldn't take off Trumas and Maisus shlemin amukus. He wouldn't do something not nearby, that's not matrilum. Ava kula yam, according to everybody though, if it's something that you're allowed to do, there is such a chazok, a shlech, a shlechusoin. If the Balabos is a Chava, a choshev person, you have a right to eat the peris, and it's as if you made the Balabos the shliach to take off the Trumas and Maisis, and you have a right to be same. The Balabos did do it. And here it's an issue of the Raisa Titevel. So you see, even the Raisa was famous that a shliach does what he's supposed to do. And here's the Kabbal Chaimah. You really did make the Balabos the shliach. Just since the Balabos feels that it's up to him to do it, like he feels you're samech ani, so I'll do it. So if I tell you to do it, and you said you'll do it, Havadi is a chazoka, a person does what he says. So the Mar of Nachman says no, right? There's no Ryan. Rav Nachman, Hosam Kli Rav Chanina, Chuzoi. The Amr Rav Chanina Chuzoi Chazokahu. Al Chove Sheinu Moitzi Dove Sheinu Masukim Etachas Yodoi. There it's not Stam Asvara Shliach Oyseh Shtechusayin. There's a bigger Chazok here. The Chazok that a Chover wouldn't want somebody else to do an Avera with your fruits. That's why here we say a big Svara Yuzicha take off Trumas and Maisus. Because you don't want somebody else teach your parents that a Tevel, they should do an Avera because of you. So the Chazaka Chava doesn't let any food go out of his house, out of his possession. That's not 100% kosher. So that's why here, Zicha Svara, you took off Trumas and Maisus. But maybe, Stam, if you tell your friend, I'll do your Tevim, I'll put an Erev down for you. So there, it's not called, you take a Dover Shein and Masukin. It's not called the person is eating your food that's straight. There, maybe there's no such Chazaka. So maybe, Stam, if I tell you I'll do something, we don't have a Raya Chazaka Shtiach Oysa Shtichusai. Only here, where it's a question, somebody is eating your Peris, that the person should not eat treifus because of you, that's a tremendous chazaka that chover ain't a moitzi a dover shein a mesukim mitachas yodin. So maybe your love would have been a raya. All right, we'll stop. We'll continue tomorrow, Mr. Shem.